Yo, 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 welcome to the Q Reyes Project. This is Q Reyes coming at you right now. And it's been a little bit. I haven't posted a podcast in a bit. And I got my reasons, but part of the reasons are, you know, I've been involved in many different things and trying to get some projects out there and done. So that takes a lot of, well, all of my time. And, you know, Valentine's Day just passed. And, you know, that, you know, I went down to Ensenada, Mexico. If you haven't been out there, if you're in the West Coast and you can drive down to Mexico, all you got to do is just drive like a couple of hours past Tijuana. And you're like in Ensenada. It's like a vacation tourist spot. Cruise ships go there and you can actually get there driving. And it's definitely worth it. You know, what I like about going to Mexico and kicking it over there is that it's a lot more relaxed than the United States. You know, the United States is, you know, it's a country of laws, and over there too. But over there, you know, you got a little bit of leniency, more common sense, and the cops are a little different. You know, you can offer them a little something and you might get out of a jam. Where over here, you know, once they get you, it's very difficult to get out of it. But that's part of the reason I haven't been around. I was down there a little bit, but now I'm back. And very good things have happened since I've been back. I finally was able to interview Casanova the Don. Now, if you're not familiar with Casanova the Don, this is someone that people think, or people, the rumor is people say that he is the front man for Tupac to put out music. Now, I believe that, but there's no real proof either in either direction. So I was able to interview him and sort of get a feel to see whether, you know, this is true or not, these rumors. And you know, basically he was saying, and actually I post a link. You can go to my site, artisticwarfare.com. And I have a link up there for the interview, the full interview with him. And he says some interesting things. Now, I don't know if he set him to, you know, spark the fire or, you know, to keep the fire going about the rumors, or if it's really, you know, not wanting to talk about certain things. But it's up there and you can listen to it. And to me, the proof is in the music. It, you know, even if you try to mimic Tupac, how are you going to mimic the production as well? You just can't see. Tupac had a very unique production. And if you notice, that production style was very unique to Tupac and also hasn't been really duplicated since. He used a lot of singing, you know, more 90s kind of feel. It was happening in the 90s, but nobody was doing it like Tupac was doing it. He has his own style. And for someone, let's say Casanova the Don or anyone like that, to mimic not only the lyrics and the voice, but to be so on point with the production as well, to me, that's a real flag about whether that, you know, he could be working with Tupac or not. And part of it as well, I want Tupac to be alive. I think that would be super exciting, that Tupac is kicking it somewhere. And then after all these years, he just shows back up. I mean, people will go, I mean, I don't think in the history of the world that I know about that has been done. Not from an entertainer, you know, someone that just, I mean, that would be amazing. That would be crazy amazing. But, you know, then again, there's the other side that maybe he is dead. And it's kind of like that Elvis syndrome where people see him places or people rumors and all of this. Who knows? But I want to be in the positive side and optimistic side. I know some people are like, man, just, you know, they want to let it go and continue. But why does it matter? You know, if this is a way to kind of keep him alive and keep him around and keep his legacy alive. Because really, when new generations come, the new generations tend to forget about the old generations unless our generation schools them on it. So Tupac in 100 years won't have the same meaning to the kids coming up 100 years from now, unless we continue to keep them alive, so to speak. So to me, it's exciting. Now, one thing that got me, you know, I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I that aliens came and gave Obama, you know, whatever. I'm not that kind of dude. But I'm a realist. And I think once I read an article by this guy, Felix Watkins, he's this Australian cat that on his own, he just compiled a list of facts that don't add up to Tupac being dead. You know, and you can see it for yourself. Just Google up. It's the article is called Real Eyes, Real Lies. And Google that up. Check them out. I also got it on my site, artisticwarfare.com. And you read for yourself. He puts an argument out there about whether Tupac is alive or not. And within the argument are the facts and pictures and things like that. But at the bottom of it, that's where I found this cat, Casanova the Don, because that's kind of how he ends the article about Tupac might be using a front man to still put out music. Who knows? You know, I've been trying to do my part to, for me, because I'm curious to, you know, like I interviewed Casanova and this guy Felix as well, because I'm just curious to some of the facts, you know, and I just want to also be a part in putting information out there. And it's become a little bit of a mini obsession, you know, because at first I was just reading, you know, when you go on the internet and you find one article that's kind of interesting and then just leads you to another article and then another article. Then I saw there was a movement out there of people that believe that Tupac's alive. Then even further, people would prove and people with all these things. And I'm like, wow, this is really, really something over here. You know, there's something definitely going on, whether he's alive or not. There's definitely a movement out there. And, you know, I've gone as far as reading articles where, you know, some people say that Tupac is the Antichrist, that when he comes back, the world's going to end. I mean, there's all kinds of, you know, some are believable theories and some other ones are kind of a little bit kooky out there. You know what I mean? They're off the wall. But nonetheless, it's interesting. It's entertainment. Now, when we talk about something like Tupac, for example, and we see the impact that he had when he was alive, yet his impact is larger when he died than when he was alive, which is very true for a lot of artists. But we got to look at the messages that he left before he died. You know, he changed his name to Machiavelli, and you look up that story. You know, it talks about it's fair to fake your own death in order to deceive your enemies. That was Prince Machiavelli. That was one of the beliefs that he carried. So when Tupac changed his name to Machiavelli, Tupac didn't do or say things out of craziness. He had always had a plan behind it. You know, he was a marketing genius. And why would he do that? You know, you ask yourself that question. I've already got my own answers in my head. Now you ask yourself those questions and you figure it out. And if you don't care, then who cares? You know, nothing lost, you know, move on, you know, like no one cares. But at the same time, if you think it's interesting and you keep searching, you'll find a lot of things that just don't add up. And I just wanted to post another podcast because it's been a while. So here I'm back. I'm going to get back on track. And, you know, this has been a goal of mine this year is to make these podcasts grow and you know, put more information out there and my beliefs. And it's basically a way for me to communicate with you and let you know how I feel, how I think. And hopefully you can, you know, leave your comments and let me know how you feel, how you think. It's all good. It's, you know, it's an exchange of communication. That's what we humans do. We communicate in one way or another. So I really hope you check out the interview with Casanova the Don. There was nothing there that hasn't been out there, but there's a few strange things that I found. I was being very direct with him, with the questions, and he was very being direct with the answers. Yet I don't know, it lacked a little bit of I didn't believe him. You know what I mean? Some of the things that he was talking about, you know, who knows? Maybe that's just my way of wanting Tupac to be alive and so on. So y'all check that out. Make sure you go to artisticwarfare.com. Check that out. Add me on Twitter at Q Reyes. That's Q-R-E-Y-E-S. And also Facebook, Q Reyes, K-E-U-R-E-Y-E-S. And I'm all over the place, Instagram, whatever. So y'all, I'm going to be out, but I'm going to check y'all next time. All right. Peace.